President Bush is expected to meet today with the Dalai Lama. The leader of the Tibetan government in exile is on a 9-city U.S. tour. His visit occurs at the same time as that of the president of Taiwan, who met with some 20 members of Congress Monday night. These developments have caused some anger in Beijing. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The Dalai Lama will meet with the President and Vice President Cheney on the day that Beijing marks the 50th anniversary of what it calls the peaceful liberation of Tibet. Holding the meeting on this date is seen as a provocation by Beijing, but White House spokesman Ari Fleischer said the President considers the Dalai Lama an important spiritual and religious leader and looks forward to the visit. The White House says Mr. Bush will probably discuss with him the administration's desire to see a better dialogue between Beijing and the Dalai Lama. The United States recognizes China's claim of sovereignty over Tibet, but believes the culture and religious practices there could be better protected if Beijing and the Dalai Lama engage in serious negotiations. Meanwhile, the decision to allow Taiwanese President Chen Shui-bian to stop over in New York has also angered the government of mainland China, which considers Taiwan a breakaway province. The United States, while formally recognizing Beijing, maintains unofficial ties to Taiwan. President Chen met with some 20 members of Congress, among them New York Republican Peter King, who said Beijing should understand the U.S. stance toward Taiwan.
They have to realize that they have a legitimate interest and we have a legitimate interest, and the United States is a long-standing relationship with Taiwan, and we intend to maintain the relationship, and that we are committed to the security of Taiwan.
A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman said the two visits mark a hardline stand in Washington toward China. He said it's up to the United States to decide whether to continue with this new tone or put relations back on an even keel. President Chen's visit to New York included a private meeting with Mayor Rudolph Giuliani, who said the two discussed the economic relationship between Taiwan and New York. Mr. Chen also met with business leaders on Wall Street and took in the popular exhibit at the Metropolitan Museum of Art devoted to the fashion of Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis. Mr. Chen travels on to Central America today and will return to Taipei via Houston, where he will meet with another congressional friend, House Republican Whip Tom DeLay. Brian Naylor, NPR News, New York.
China marked the 50th anniversary of the imposition of communist rule in Tibet by denouncing the Dalai Lama. An official newspaper slammed the Nobel laureate as a separatist opposed to Tibetan modernization. The Dalai Lama, who fled Tibet in 1959 after a failed uprising against Chinese rule, says he seeks autonomy for Tibet, not independence from China. Today, Chinese officials painted Tibet as a contented region with prospering people.